USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Gas prices now at a level we haven't seen in 7 years. In all 50 states, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded is over $3. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan telling Fox News yesterday our energy problems start at the White House.
And with winter is coming, there's going to be more pain at the pump, pain for home heating fuel for Americans. And this is a purely homemade problem from the Biden administration's self-imposed unilateral disarmament on American energy independence.
This is the first time the average price per gallon in every state has been above $3 since 2014. President Biden once again spending the weekend in Delaware. In 276 days in office, Biden has spent almost 40% of that time either in Delaware or at Camp David. CNN reports this is the most time a president has spent away from the White House on personal travel at this point in his presidency in recent history. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
A COVID shot for kids moving closer to getting approved. The FDA yesterday releasing a report on Pfizer's shot for kids between 5 and 11. While there are some reports the shot has led some kids to be hospitalized, the FDA says the benefits may still outweigh the risks. The FDA's advisors meeting next week to discuss recommending emergency use authorization for pediatric vaccines. If you're looking to get a COVID booster shot, any shot will do. CDC this week approving mixing and matching COVID shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday.
My understanding is that most people will have done largely well with the initial vaccine that they got and may express a preference very much for the original vaccine series they got, having done very well. There may be some people who might prefer another vaccine over the one that they received, and the current CDC recommendations now make that possible.
So if you got vaccinated with any of the three available shots, feel free to get any of the other two for your booster. Dr. Anthony Fauci, though, telling CNN yesterday, in general, it makes sense to go with what your original regimen was. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A vaccine mandate not sitting well with workers at one long-running company. Here's Tim Berg.
Around 100 workers of the J.M. Smucker Company are protesting the company's vaccine requirement. On Thursday, workers rallied outside the company's headquarters in Orrville, Ohio. It comes after Smucker's informed all 2,600 salaried employees to be vaccinated by December 15th. Except for those with valid medical or religious exemptions. While officials say vaccination isn't a condition of employment for hourly workers, they do expect all U.S. employees to get the COVID vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A Trump ally found guilty of campaign finance charges. Here's Wendy King.
A jury has found Lev Parnas, a former associate of Rudy Giuliani, guilty of 6 counts of campaign finance criminal charges. Parnas was charged with campaign schemes in which he used money from a Russian backer to fund political donations to win support for a recreational marijuana business. He was also convicted of lying to the Federal Election Commission about funneling political contributions from Igor Fruman to pro-Trump committees, including a $325,000 contribution to the America First Action Super PAC. Parnas, a Florida businessman, faces up to 5 years in prison for each of 5 counts and a maximum of 20 years for a 6th count of lying to the FEC. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.